Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program. Our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, has lots of things there for you. A lot of freebies, so check out some freebies. Get a newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the clubs. There's just a lot of things there for you. In this section, we're going to talk about stuff that you have on your computer. We all have tons of stuff we don't use. And it's a good idea sometimes just to get rid of all that stuff. But before you do, go through and see what you have and find some uses for some of that stuff. You've paid money for a lot of it, and why just throw it away? You can sell it in different ways on your website or through emails or blogs or things like that. It could be an old program. It could be material you've purchased to rewrite and sell, maybe stuff you've written, stuff that you've accumulated over the time and space. We get a lot of questions about, what do I do with this? Is there any use for this? Does anybody want a use of this? Well, certainly you go to eBay and all that stuff, but you can kind of set up parts on your own website or different things to give away or different ways to reuse some of that stuff. A good way is if you're selling something, I have a service, and something on your computer you have that fits the realm, give it away. Give it as a bonus. Be nice. You're going to be very nice to give it. What you're doing is making the customer happy and getting rid of it for yourself and cleaning off your computer, because as we all know, if we're internet marketers, we've got all kinds of stuff on there, good, bad, and indifferent. Throw out the bad stuff, the stuff that doesn't work, stuff that isn't any good. But there's a lot of good stuff that we've purchased, I'm sure, over the years, and it's just sitting there somewhere on your hard drive or a flash drive somewhere and not being used. So we're going to talk about a number of different ways to use those things, actually reuse them, you might say, rebrand them in some respects to find ways to sell it and to use it over again. If you have some PLR stuff, it's always a good thing to look at it. PLR is private label rights, or maybe just resale rights you have, or personal use rights. Then give those away as a bonus. Just take them, change them a little bit, change the wording, kind of address it to what you're selling or what your service is, and send it, as we talked about the last segment, as a bonus. Send it to as an email. Break it up into 5 or 6 different emails. Remember, an email should be really 3-4 paragraphs at the most, an introductory paragraph, your informational paragraph, and an exit paragraph. If it's 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraphs, most people won't read the email. So 3 good paragraphs, a brief introduction, a brief summary at the end, and then the middle one is where you give information. If you have some of this information on your website, put it in an email and send it out to your customers. It's kind of not a selling anything, just giving them information. Take some of that stuff and make a frequently asked question form out of it. Or sometimes a great book for people, if you're looking to send something about your product and you know a lot about it, have a question and answer thing. Write a question and give an answer. Read another paragraph out of information we have about your product. Create a question about that and put that down as the answer. People really like to receive a free little pamphlet of question and answers. It makes them think that I'm not the only one that has questions. Other people have questions, so I don't feel foolish that I have a question. And yet other people are asking questions, and now I have all these questions answered for me. So they're really going to feel good about you and about your product if you send them a question and answer booklet. So take the information that you have about your product, take the information you have about some item or something of interest, and just for convenience to your customers, send them all out a question and answer book. Even if it's maybe something, maybe it's about you took tours to national parks, and maybe you're selling wagons. It has no connection at all, but just an informational question and answer sheet to your customers, no matter what you're selling about something interesting, can be a boost to your name and your credibility. Another thing to do is, if you've got a lot of information material about your product, make a top 10 list, like David Letterman's top 10 list. put some kind of the best list, the top 10 reasons, the best reasons to have this, or why you shouldn't buy the product, and make it humorous. Just a lot of ways to take the information that you have, reformat, recondition it, and send it to people. You can use a question and answer, make that same question and answer into a top 10 list, and send it two different times. You sent the same information twice. People don't recognize it as the same information, but yet you're embedding certain things by almost subliminal advertising in their brain about certain things about your product. So it's very helpful. Another good way is to go to discussion forums. There's a lot of discussion forums. If you're selling wagons, go to wagons forums, wagon discussion forums, wagon discussion questions, and find other forums that are selling, are talking about your product, and then answer questions on there or post information on there. And then, of course, there's a link back to your website. Another thing you can do is take the knowledge that you have about your product and create a little MP3 file and put that on the website. I would not suggest you send it in an email, but send the link there. Sometimes it's better in an audio file and a link in a email site, or excuse me, in an email, if you can not give the address HTTP, but give listen here, a click button there. That's a much bigger draw than a www link. So just something to think about. So make those audios or a small video about it, and you don't have to put it out for everybody, but send it out to the people that in the email so they can click back. You can also tell by that the response of your email list. So if you have a big list of 1,000 people and you send out, you can get this question answer sheet by clicking on this link, you're going to find out very shortly how many people read your mail and click back, because you'll find out how many people requested that question answer sheet. So it's just a good way every so often to evaluate your email messages and your email returns, whether they're opening their email or not. Another way is to take that information you have and put it into an AdSense site. AdSense always brings in more money. You certainly could go to Squidoo and make a blog about it and put it on there, hub page. There's just a lot of ways to take that old material that you have and reformat in a different way. Make it as a small report, question and answer, top 10 list, a white paper, a report. All those are the same thing, but the material in a different format, the same material. So you're using things over in many, many different ways. You don't have to go out and buy more material. You've got more than enough, I'm sure, as it is, just with the information about the product that you're selling. Another way to do it is write the things as a press release. You can go press release in quotation marks on Google, and you'll find out a lot of places that accept press releases, and change that into a press release. That'll get information to people. It'll also have a link back to your website. Again, do the same thing, as we've talked about many, many times, write an e-zine article, a magazine article, and submit it to several different magazines. My suggestion is to keep a database, a track of which email magazines, e-zines, that you get responses from. Some will do more than others, because certain type of people flock to certain type of those e-zines, the different online magazines. So you may not get any response from one particular magazine. You might get a 40% response from another one. So eliminate the one you're not getting response. So just don't throw them out helter-skelter. Save yourself work by finding out the e-zines that don't work for you, and then don't continue to send to them. Save your time and effort directed at ones that give you a good response. Some ways to build a little loyalty with all your products. As we talked about before, give away a free report or product or something. Free giveaways are very, very important, and they make a big plus on your branding of yourself. Do it two ways, a sign up on your website for free, or in email, just have them also get a free product. An unannounced bonus, a surprise bonus. Send an email that we have a special bonus for you today. The product that was normally $37, this week only is $19. Just kind of, and it's only going to the email list. It's a way to build loyalty among the people that you have. Because remember, it's easier to resell to a customer than to create a new one. So you want to continually work on creating new customers, but you also have to keep your current customers very, very happy. Develop a social network. There's software that will allow you to create your own social network within your own web stream and your own email reports. You could look at doing that. BuddyPress or Ning are two great places where you can build your own social sites and make your own social network and call it whatever you want and keep it in the realm of what you're selling. Do workshops. You can have an online workshop. That's something that's really people like. Usually you don't have a charge for an online workshop. You have a charge, of course, of setting up the terminals at your point of entry where you're going to work from, and people log on and they can either ask questions verbally over the computer, or they can ask them textually on the computer keyboard. But it's a great way to build trust between people, because now they get to listen to you and hear what you're saying, what you're doing. You can create seminars where you workshops are usually free. You have a workshop, and from that workshop, you talk about what you're going to do. Then you hold a seminar, and seminars can be good money makers. If you have a product that sells in multiple areas, you can do very well with a seminar. Another thing is set up, no matter what you're selling, become a coach for that thing. It's a great way to people purchase something or want to have something, they're not sure how to use it. If it's in a store, they can walk in a brick-and-mortar store and ask the salesman more about it. But offer yourself as a coach. Maybe if they purchase this, you'll give them one or two free phone calls where they can call you and ask information. And in those two phone calls, you create a good binding force between you and that customer and leave them always wanting more. It's like any time you, on your website, when you lead up to your product, you should always leave them wanting a little bit more. That forces them to take the next step. If you tell them everything in a workshop, if you tell them everything in a seminar, if you tell them everything, there's no place else for them to go. So always leave them wanting more. And telling them at the end, instructing them, telling them that you know more. Tell them in my next workshop, we're going to talk on this and this and this. If you want more information about such and such, I'm going to have this seminar, and I suggest you sign up for the seminar. So just great ways to take the products and information that you have in yourself and turn that into useful ways to make money. We're not looking at making money, but we're looking at building customer relationships. And again, once you've sold an item, you're going to be able to sell something else to that person a lot more easier. Another great way is to ask quiz questions in email. Do you realize that there's another way of building something, another way of doing this? And then just tell them a little bit and then get them to link to maybe a blog that you have that kind of explains it more and links back to your website. So quizzes, questions are very important. Pique their curiosity. What you want to do when somebody goes to your website or your email is want them to take action. And they're not going to take action if you say, this is a great product, I want you to buy it, and it's $9.95. That's not going to sell people. But if you add enticements, make it a little humorous, add question marks, do you believe what this is going to do for you? Do you want more help in this area? Click here for more information. Another way, this is outside the realm of internet marketing, but if you have a business card, no matter where you go, you should have your business card. And have your business card in the front like a normal business card, but on the back of your business card, 90% of all business cards are blank on the back. That's the place where you can put a tip sheet about the product you're selling, the service you're selling, or give them some valuable information. Put it on the back of your business cards. And some of these print shops have good sales on buying 250 business cards for $9.95 for this week. Buy four different packages, and on each business card, have a different tip or different information on the back of those. And then when you get them home, shuffle them up, and when you pass them out, people are going to get different business cards with different information. It's just an added trick. And, of course, you have your web address on there to get them going to your website. So just different ways of looking at different things that you can do to make your items that you have more profitable for you. Another way is to rent a booth at a trade show, no matter what you're selling. Pretty much will be sold online unless it's totally electronically transmitted. Then going to a booth will not necessarily always help you, but it can. But if you also have physical products, if there's a trade show that fits anywhere within your area, it's great to have a booth, have these business cards there, a little pamphlet there, and pass the information out. You want to get your brand out there. That's so important. And so often people come back from trade shows. They have a whole bag full of business cards or brochures and everything else. And they usually look at them a couple days or a week later. They'll throw out the stuff they want. They'll kind of save the stuff they throw out stuff they don't want. They'll kind of save the stuff they want. Usually that's few and far between that they save. But if you have a novel business card with information on the back, that's going to turn their curiosity into go, and they're going to tend more than not to save your business card. Another thing to do is if you have a lot of information or you can make videos, you like to make videos, you're into making videos, put together a CD or DVD. And if you have 10, 15, 20 videos about your product, pack them all together, put it on a CD. Tell them you'll send this CD to them free. Download it by electronically, however you want to get that CD or DVD to people. If you're going to put, as we talked earlier, about a seminar or a workshop, record it. Set up a, they got great recorders now that are not a lot of money. Set up that recorder. Record what you're doing as far as your seminar or your workshop. Put it on a DVD. And sell it on your website or add it as a bonus to a purchase. We're going to give you this free seminar. People paid hundreds of dollars to attend the seminar, but you're going to get it free, or use it as an upsell on one of your products. So just information and things that you're doing, that you have, that you use, don't throw them away. Use them in different creative ways to begin to just benefit yourself, benefit your brand name, and benefit your product. Another good thing, always good to do, is no matter what it is, you're going to have a dummy book. Internet selling for dummies, internet buying for dummies, internet web building for dummies. There's just so many. Now you've got to go to a search engine and make sure there's none that with that same title, because you can't use the exact same title. But you can author the title. But for some reason, that word dummies book is still big and always has been big for the last 15 years. So build around your product, your service, whatever it is, build a dummy book. It can be small. It can be large. It can be one you give away. It can be one that you sell. And then take that same dummy book, record it on audio or possibly video. And if you make a good copy of that audiobook, you can put it up on iTunes, an Amazon store, and sell it that way. Another way is to create, if you're selling something, create a T-shirt or a badge or a button, and then if it's a physical product, then send that along with your mailings to them, because it just helps to give them something else, a little extra bonus, brand your name. Another way is develop flashcards about your product. A couple websites I've seen lately, They'll have a question on one on a little square. When you click on that square, it slowly rotates and gives you the answer to that question. Just a unique way to present information on your website, a little bit different. And people like to use their mouse to click on different things on the website. So just a lot of different, hopefully creative ideas that you can use to take all that stuff you have on your computer, store it for a long time, put it into use, don't waste it. You paid money for it. It's sitting there. Now turn it around and make it of use for you and make it a help to others. We're going to take a break. Then we'll be back with some questions for Ask Andy. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.